Greetings, this is Jeff Riddle, pastor of Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisville, Virginia. This is an audio version of a book review that I have written. The book under review was published by Lifeway Christian Resources, and it's titled The Baptist Hymnal of 2008. It was published by Lifeway in Nashville, Tennessee in 2008, and this hymnal is 896 pages, rather, in length. And so the review that I have written first appeared in the Evangelical Forum Newsletter, Volume 5, Number 3, in 2008, and it appeared on pages 58 to 61. It's kind of interesting to go back and read this review that I wrote now some 14 years ago, because it's a reminder that I was sort of in the process of rethinking the whole issue of music and worship and the regulative principle. And within a couple of years, I was leaving Southern Baptist life, which I was part of at the time I wrote the review, and becoming a confessional Reformed Baptist. Well, with that said, let's go ahead and move on to the review. If you grew up in Southern Baptist circles, you know that the denomination's publishing arm, now called Lifeway Christian Resources, puts out a new hymnal every 15 to 20 years. Many tried and true Southern Baptists can recall the number of Amazing Grace, whether in the 56 hymnal, the 75 hymnal, or the 91 hymnal. And there's a footnote that reads, it is number 188 in the 1956 Baptist hymnal, number 165 in the 1975 Baptist hymnal, number 330 in the 1991 Baptist hymnal, and now number 104 in the 2008 Baptist hymnal. Some might even recall that it was number 161 in the 1940 Broadman hymnal. And so that ends the footnote. Back to the main text of the review. With over 45,000 churches affiliated with the SBC, this new hymnal is sure to be used and have long-lasting influence in the worship and theology of many congregations. Beyond SBC circles, and perhaps also in SBC churches that wish to avoid the name Baptist, Lifeway is also marketing a generic version of the hymnal titled simply Worship Hymnal. This hymnal, therefore, will have an influence in larger Baptist and evangelical circles. This essay will offer a review of the new hymnal. I do not write as a church musician, but as a pastor and theologian. My review, therefore, will not examine the musical qualities of the new hymnal, which I leave to those more capable of evaluating such things, but its doctrinal content. In the introduction, the editors note that the new hymnal contains, quote, hymns and worship songs that the church is singing, end quote. The sense here is that the selections reflect the musical practice in most churches rather than imposing what ought to be sung. The compilation was guided by queries made of, quote, worship leaders, pastors, praise teams, and choir members from churches of all sizes and approaches to worship, end quote. They add, quote, generally, hymns and worship songs had to have some history of ongoing acceptance to be included, end quote. A theology committee reviewed each work for, quote, scriptural integrity, end quote. The 2008 hymnal is also the first one to enter the digital age. With support from LifewayMusic.com, those who use the hymnal may download songs and printed music, quote, including its entire ancillary audio, print, and informational elements, end quote. The new hymnal consists of 674 individual hymns and worship songs. The 1991 hymnal has 666. The table of contents divides the hymns into nine categories. First, there is God the Father, hymns 1 to 126. Second, there is Jesus the Son, hymns 127 to 326. Third, there is the Holy Spirit, hymns 327 to 335. Fourth, there is the Trinity, hymns 336 to 337. Fifth, the Word of God, hymns 338 to 345. Sixth, the Church, hymns 346 to 410. Seven, we respond to God's love, hymns 411 to 634. 8 special categories, hymns 635 to 665. And 9 service music, hymns 666 to 674. Various scripture readings and suggestions for thematic and musically compatible medleys are included throughout the hymnal. In addition, 30 so-called connective worship scripture readings are included at the back on pages 851 to 862. 3 Bible translations are used in the scripture readings: Lifeway's Holman Christian Standard Bible, the King James Version, and the New International Version. One noteworthy addition to the special categories music is the inclusion for the first time of number 647, O Canada, along with number 644, the Star-Spangled Banner. What hymns and worship songs are included in the hymnal? We might note from the outset, the 2008 hymnal retains many of the best-loved classic Christian hymns of the past, like number 1, Praise to the Lord Almighty, number 13, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, and number 181, Joy to the World. Many of these, according to the editors, have been resurrected, with 56 given so-called reharmonized last stanzas and choruses. One improvement is the inclusion of both the Ellicombe and Forest Green tunes for I Sing the Mighty Power of God, numbers 48 and 49, respectively, in contrast to the 1991 hymnal, which has only the Forest Green tune. There are 3 settings of the text of Isaac Watts' When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, number 234 to the classic Hamburg tune, number 235 to the Appalachian folk melody, O Whaley Whaley, and number 239, the contemporary hymn, The Wonderful Cross. The new hymnal also retains many of the old gospel favorites, for example, number 386, Brethren, We Have Met to Worship, and number 420, Come Ye Sinners, Poor and Needy. What will strike the reader of this hymnal is not its inclusion of traditional hymns, however, but the presence of a large number of contemporary hymns and choruses. The 2008 Baptist hymnal is the first such volume to reflect widely the tremendous influence of contemporary praise and worship music in Baptist and evangelical church life. Here are a few examples of new selections. Number 5 is How Great is Our God by Chris Tomlin. Number 26, Blessed Be Your Name by Matt and Beth Redman. Number 30, Come, Now is the Time to Worship by Brian Dirksen. Number 50, Indescribable by Laura Story and Jesse Reeves. Number 66, Open the Eyes of My Heart by Paul Balak. Number 77, Better is One Day by Matt Redman. Number 116, I Could Sing of Your Love Forever by Martin Smith. Number 127, The Heart of Worship by Matt Redman. Number 130, Here I Am to Worship by Tim Hughes. Number 133, Shout to the Lord by Darlene Zeck. Number 143, You Are My All in All by Dennis L. Jernigan. Number 289, Days of Elijah by Robin Mark. Number 350, Shout to the North by Martin Smith. Number 481, Breathe by Marie Barnett. Number 487, Knowing You, All I Once Hold Dear by Graham Kendrick. Number 525, Lord Reign in Me by Brenton Brown. Number 529, Change My Heart, O God by Eddie Espinoza. The new hymnal also has a significant scattering of Southern gospel songs. The 1991 hymnal, for example, had 5 songs from Bill and Gloria Gaither, while the new hymnal has 12 Gaither songs. New selections include number 145, Let's Just Praise the Lord, number 246, I Believe in a Hill Called Mount Calvary, and number 628, He Touched Me. Further examples of this trend include the new selections of gospel songs like number 93, His Eye is on the Sparrow, and number 601, I'll Fly Away. In addition to these popular chorus-type and gospel songs, the new hymnal also includes several of the most recent contemporary hymns from the likes of Keith Getty and Stuart Townend. Here are a few. Number 101, How Deep the Father's Love by Stuart Townend. Number 404, The Communion Hymn by Keith Getty, Kristen Getty, and Stuart Townend. Number 432, Speak, O Lord, by Keith Getty and Stuart Townend. Number 506, In Christ Alone, My Hope is Found by Keith Getty and Stuart Townend. Getty, born in 1974, was a teenager when the 1991 hymnal was produced. One might well conclude that the 2008 hymnal reflects the triumph of so-called blended worship among Southern Baptists and in wider evangelicalism. The inclusion of so many new worship songs necessarily means the exclusion of some classic hymns. The new hymnal retains, for example, only one work by Horatius Bonar, number 593, I Lay My Sins on Jesus. Gone are three others that appeared in the 1991 hymnal, No, Not Despairingly, Not What My Hands Have Done, and I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say. Sadly, Josiah Condor's My Lord, I Did Not Choose You has been omitted, as has Isaac Watts' I'll Praise My Maker and My Shepherd Shall Supply My Need. Also gone is the family hymn, God Give Us Christian Homes. Another omission from the 1991 hymnal is Charles Wesley's Lo, He Comes with Clouds Descending. Opportunity was also lost to include classic hymns that have regularly been omitted from Baptist hymnals, like Isaac Watts' How Sweet and Awful. As is typical of modern Baptist hymnals, there is minimal space given to the inclusion of psalms for singing. The hymnal does, however, include for the first time a version of Psalm 23 from the Scottish Psalter, number 79, The Lord's My Shepherd, I'll Not Want. It might well be said that the new hymnal also reflects the conservative resurgence in the SBC. The 1991 hymnal was put together at the close of the 1979 to 1990 SBC conflict and, to some degree, reflected moderate Baptist influence. In the 2008 hymnal, gone, for example, are some of the hymns from liberal mainline writers, for example, two from Thomas Troeger that appeared in the 1991 hymnal, and one from the liberal Quaker David Elton Trueblood, and from some moderate-leaning SBC musicians, for example, three from Philip Landgrave that appeared in the 1991 hymnal are gone in the 2008 hymnal. The 1991 hymnal featured five hymns by Brian Wren and seven by Frederick Pratt Green, while the 2008 has no Wren hymns and only one from Green. Gone also are hymns that reflect the moderate interpretation of the so-called priesthood of believers. For example, in the 1991 hymnal you could find In Christ Our Liberty by Lester Bourke, with the line, quote, Though creeds and laws imposed by power may mock equality, our trust in Christ and Christ alone will keep our spirits free, end quote. How would we critique the new hymnal? In general, we must conclude that the hymnal would contribute to the increasing legitimization of the use of contemporary praise and worship music in SBC churches as a preference over traditional hymns. Although the 2008 hymnal includes some new hymns with theological meat, one wonders what the inclusion of so many doctrinally thin choruses will do for the health of SBC and evangelical churches in the long term. One wonders as well how many of these will hold lasting value for the worshiping church. Some of these choices already seem quite dated. For example, number 63, Awesome God by Rich Mullins, or Celebrate Jesus by Gary Oliver, both written in 1988. One wonders as well how many of the kinds of churches who regularly use these kinds of songs typically make use of digital projection rather than hymn books. It seems that the churches with more traditional worship are more likely to use a hymn book in the pew and these would favor hymns over choruses. With regards to the doctrinal perspective of the hymn writers, the new hymnal offers a broad range. This includes songs from charismatics like Darlene Zeck, she has three songs that appear for the first time in the Baptist hymnal, and Jack Hayford, number 297, the hymn Majesty, his hymn Majesty appears there. Protestant liberals like Harry Emerson Fosdick, number 115, God of Grace and God of Glory. Roman Catholics like Frederick W. Faber, number 594, Faith of Our Fathers. And even Unitarians like Edmund Sears, number 188, It Came Upon the Midnight Clear. Although some might tout the diversity of the new hymnal, others might wonder if doctrinal unity and clarity have been sacrificed. What fruit of discernment has the conservative restoration brought to the SBC? In addition, the new hymnal reflects little overt attention to perhaps the most significant doctrinal shift in contemporary SBC life, the resurgence of Reformed theology. If this hymnal reflects the doctrine of the Southern Baptist Convention, then it reveals a lack of doctrinal definition and a lack of agreement on fundamental issues relating to worship. The question that lingers is whether this kind of diversity is to be celebrated or bemoaned. Here ends the review. And with that, let me suggest that you can receive book reviews and notes like this one, Word Magazine podcasts and sermons by subscribing to Christ Reformed Baptist Church's sermon audio feed on iTunes by searching for Christ Reformed Baptist Church. For video material, you can subscribe to the Word Magazine channel on YouTube.com. You can also find written book reviews, notes, and articles on my blog, jeffriddle.net. And you can follow me on Twitter at Riddle1689.